Good afternoon, this is Mike Oren, and this is Mobu number 5 for this August 17th, 2009. Taking a little bit of a hiatus from Mobu, just because that's the way it is with most applications, new technology applications for me. Did the same thing with Twitter. Twittered about 5 times, parked the account for 3 months, came right back, and Twittered maybe once every other day or so. I think it's just a matter of getting comfortable with it. You kind of try it out, bum rush it, take a break, and I'll be a little bit more consistent from now on. So the topic for today came from one of my friends on Facebook, Shannon McClendon, and she had a question about which camera body would I choose. And I happen to own both of these camera bodies. This is for upgrading a DSLR, a Nikon DSLR, known as the D70. The D70 was a very popular model for Nikon. Shoots the DX format, which means the sensor is 1.5 times smaller, or divide 35 millimeters by 1.5, and you end up with the actual size cross-section of the sensor, diagonal measurement. So there are two types of camera bodies available from Nikon. There's FX or DX. The vast majority are DX. Small majority, that's not really a good way to put it, but the small portion of their offering is the FX format. FX is full frame, 35 millimeters. It's actually 36 millimeters. Now, difference in price here, you're talking about $1,300 versus $2,400. It's an $1,100 difference in price, and these cameras only come with the body alone. Now, I'm going to make one comparison in lens types, and it's both lenses I own. I use one lens because that's what I can afford to use on my FX camera body, the D700. It's a 50mm 1.4. It's a very fast lens, but it only has one focal length, and I use it for indoor photography. It's what they call a fast lens, meaning it lets a lot of light in, so the shutter speeds can be pretty low. Are pretty high, relatively speaking, and I can use also higher ISO sensitivities with a full-frame camera because the sensor takes more light as well. It's built for taking in light efficiently. So, that aside, that's all I use it for. It's about 10% of my photography. Very helpful, but is it worth the total price for that package? $2,800. Just that lens, just that body. Now, the D300, on the other hand, $1,300, and I can get, for another $600, totaling $1,900, an 18-200 f3.5 to 5.6 VR image-stabilized, sports-capable, indoor-capable, all-around mid-range zoom lens. And on top of that, for another $200, now we're up to $2,100 total, I can get a 35mm f1.8 lens. It's a no-brainer. $2,100, you get two fantastic lenses with a huge range, indoor photography capable. You're just missing a little bit of that low light capability. You're not going to be able to crank up the ISO past 3200 versus you can go 12,000 on a D700, which is, you know, 4 times the light on the ISO, but you're still getting down that low f-stop range. Believe it or not, in a pinch, I'll pull out that 35mm 1.8, throw it on my D90, which I actually prefer over the D300. It takes images just as well. It's just not made of metal. That's the difference. And it doesn't shoot quite as fast. So, that's it for Mobu number 5. Thank you for listening. I'll try to be back more often. By the way, you can always reach me at my website, www.mikeoren.com. That's MikeOren.com. You can follow me on Twitter at www.twitter.com/MikeOren. MikeOren. Try to keep that all the same to be consistent. And you can email me at, you guessed it, MikeOren.net. You see a pattern there? All right. We'll talk with you soon. Have a great week. And this is Mobu number 5 coming to an end.